7. Greetings cards and Union Castle Line dinner menu. DUR's friends, knowing of her interest in gypsy culture, sent cards and pictures. While the depictions of costumes, wagons, dancing and campfires might be partly historically accurate, the same images are repeated, telling the same exotic story to appeal to non-gypsies, rather than representing the diversity of gypsy and traveller life. DUR's 1961 travelogue, The Cranesbill Caravan, illustrated by Joseph Appleyard, reveals much of her character and attitudes. It describes time spent in a caravan called Eleftheria with her third husband. Despite her admiration for gypsy culture, she uses some very stereotypical descriptions of gypsies she meets. Staring out of wagon doorways were dark-eyed raggle-taggle children, and in one hooped van ornamented with gold and green and pictures of rearing horses, an old crone sat in the doorway, brown-faced, coarse-haired, with witch-like eyes. At this Bainbridge camp, she meets an old friend from her childhood, Matt Swales. Matt comments that it must be nice for people like her to be able to camp somewhere pleasant, where the police can't move you on. As an author, then, she realises her privileged position as a rich, non-gypsy traveller.